with Professor Peter Lynham. Are you there, Peter?
I am here, yes, indeed.
Now, we're obviously just about at Christmas, or the Christmas break. Christmas Day is on the horizon. It raises many questions about why yes. do we celebrate Christmas on the 25th of December?
Well, that's right. Somebody threw at me, like it was the most terrible thing that I'd ever heard, that it's the wrong day.
Mm-hmm.
Probably this idea would have come through either one of the groups like the Jehovah's Witnesses that don't recognise Christmas Day. That's quite a common line that you hear.
That Christmas Day is just the wrong end of the year, because it's not actually Jesus' birthday.
That it's a pagan festivity that's been taken over by churches. That just shows how corrupt churches are.
Yes.
And this is a line which is, you know, it's got quite a long history mm-hmm. of people who think that in fact a day dedicated to sun worship or to one of the ancient, you know, midwinter gods was somehow co-opted by Christians. And that raises an interesting discussion, which we cannot possibly resolve, but it's intriguing to hear the debate.
Mm-hmm.
Because actually, the early generations of the church didn't celebrate Christmas Day. Their focus was on the celebration of Easter, because that was, you know, the big date, and it was a Jewish date. They celebrated it on the same day as Passover. For Jews, so they took the Jewish calculation of the day in the month, Jewish month of Nisan, but they never really did any thinking about the birth of Jesus. Apparently, some people in the ancient world believed that significant people were always born on the same day of the year that they died in. So some people held that Jesus must have been born sometime in March, April.
Yes.
And there the matter rested until the furious fight that took place between the so-called Arians and the Orthodox Christians under Constantine. Do you want to know about this history?
Yeah, why not, Peter? Well, I mean,
all right, I'll try my best.
Let's have a crack.
Okay. So the Arians held that there was one God, and that Jesus was not fully God. He was secondary. You know, he was a created being by God to bring God into the world. And the Orthodox Christians, this was when Constantine decided to make Christianity one of the official religions of the empire, he immediately discovered there was quite a big debate going on among Christians about how to view the status of Jesus. And, you know, it hinges on the issue of the Trinity, that most complicated of doctrines.
Mm-hmm.
So he then convened the Council of Nicaea to try and settle these disputes. And when they backed the fact that Jesus was an eternal being, eternally the Trinity had existed, that made the moment of Jesus coming into the world of particular significance. You see, because this was the point at which the eternal actually entered the world, not as an independent being, but as the representative of God, of God's self. So what date was that to be? Well,
it doesn't really matter if someone's an eternal being, because they've always been round.
Well, precisely, yes. But funnily enough, they did start to get interested in dates about this point.
Mm-hmm.
And so they did seem to start celebrating Christmas sometime around the 4th century AD. And so then the debate becomes, well, where did they get this date from? Because, I mean, clearly Jesus wasn't born in midwinter
mm-hmm.
because the shepherds were out in the fields, you know, keeping watch, what do you imagine you call the text, keeping watch over their flocks by night.
Mm-hmm.
So in that case, that must have been some kind of spring, summertime.
Yes.
So presumably some time between May and September is the logical time. So why on earth celebrate it? Well, I'm not sure that it particularly matters when you celebrate it, but the reasons probably, strangely enough, have to do with the idea that the date that Jesus was conceived would be the spring equinox.
Okay.
Now, so the conception was more important than the date of his birth.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you see, the next logical date would be the mid-winter equinox. So this is the point at which the shortest day occurs.
Mm-hmm.
But the shortest day, well, and for us, the longest day, is the 22nd of December, not the 25th.
Yes.
Well, maybe they just rounded it out.
Yeah, totally.
Maybe they were attracted by the fact that the Romans did celebrate the equinox. And, of course, it does make it easier if you're having a Roman official system that you just take one date and use it for another purpose.
Mm-hmm.
But quite possibly, this is the most intriguing answer of all, that none of this really mattered very much at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And the only time it mattered was when in 800 AD, centuries later, Charlemagne was crowned at Aachen on Christmas Day. Now, Charlemagne, the new Holy Roman Emperor, the person who was supposed to revive all the lost grandeur of Rome, brings together, you see, he's holy Roman and an emperor, you see. So he brings together the Christian and the Roman bits, all in a figment of imagination. He's in fact a German emperor.
Mm-hmm.
But being crowned on a church festival, not an important one, suddenly made it an important festival.
Yes.
So that's the intriguing possibility.
So this is on the 25th. There's a bit of a coincidence. And they're like, all right, we've got something great happening here. We can put it in the calendar. We can...
And we'll dress it up with links back to Jesus.
Yes. Yeah.
Because the date that we do know that there was quite a lot of celebration of in the early days was the King's Day, Epiphany.
Mm.
So Epiphany is the 7th of January. And exactly why that was such a big feast day for Christians, who would know?
Mm.
But that date was celebrated from the 3rd century. And it's so these days it's become the 12th day of Christmas, or just after the 12th day of Christmas. And so somehow or other the two got sort of linked together. But, I mean, I think it's a fascinating thing that actually the traditions that we imagine they are many centuries old,
mm.
but they're not going right back to the beginnings of the story.
Yeah, keeping time is hard enough in the modern world. I can't even try to imagine like keeping tabs on what day of the week it was 2,000 years ago.
And there's your problem,
mm.
because also in the ancient world, they work between two calendars. They work between a lunar calendar and a solar calendar.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't help that the solar calendar did 365 days, not 300, didn't have a leap year.
Mm.
And so it steadily got more and more out of kilter with the actual, the solstices and the like. So they had to do a massive readjustment in the 15th or 16th century,
mm-hmm.
moving to the Julian calendar, and they lost 9 days. In fact, by the time it was introduced into the Protestant world, they lost 13 days, and people felt terrible that they'd lost 13 days of their lives. And so, yes, you're right, calculating days was hopelessly impossible.
Mm.
They enjoyed midwinter feasts, of course.
For Christians, would you say that Christmas comes close to Easter? Which date is the most important annually?
The Easter day is undoubtedly the most important. Mm. But even there, you see, there was two versions of collecting the date. There was the Jewish one. And after the fight, after Christians and Jews rather fell out in the 2nd century, the Christians developed their own way of calculating the day. They wanted the resurrection to be on a Sunday, which wouldn't be consistent because they, you know, the Jewish method of the Passover, it can be really any day of the week.
Mm.
So definitely Easter was far and away the most important festival. Christmas, though, became much more popular, probably because it was a midwinter feast.
Mm-hmm. I mean, when did you're saying around 400 AD, Christmas became more widely celebrated, but when did it really...
Well, it was when a date was offered.
Yes. Okay.
But it had no great significance until the 8th century.
When did it really gain traction? Is it in the last 100 years with the arrival of...
In Catholic countries, Christmas became big in the Middle Ages.
Mm-hmm.
It really was a massive festival. And we know where virtually all kings and emperors were on Christmas Day because they always hosted huge feasts and there were church celebrations in that period. But then in Protestant countries, a lot of Protestants disapproved of Christmas Day and Easter Day because they said every day was a day to celebrate God.
Mm.
And so, notoriously, during the period when the King Charles I lost his head and England was temporarily a republic, Christmas was abolished.
Mm-hmm.
It was illegal to celebrate Christmas. Then it was restored in 1660. You're certainly right that the growth of Christmas as a big, big feast is Victorian. Even in Charles Dickens, Christmas, there's no build-up to Christmas until Christmas Day itself.
Yes.
But we've gone the exact other way around. Instead of the 12 days of Christmas being before Christmas, being after Christmas, we're doing them all before,
mm-hmm.
in effect. We take down our decorations the moment Christmas is over. Strange.
Hey, Peter, thank you very much for another very enlightening edition of That's the Spirit. It's got the text machine all fired up. Lots of people throwing their two cents in.
But, yes, they're welcome.
thank you very much, Peter Lynham. And we'll see how we go. We may be here next week. If not,
well, we may not. Right? We look forward to it.
Merry Christmas to you and the family. All right. Cheers, Peter.
Indeed. See you. Bye.